The 20 Minute Morning Show is a podcast production of BJ Murphy Media.
You know, people are having a hard time with their cars and stuff, Sean. Maintaining your cars is really hard in this economy.
Yes.
And, you know, you buy these used tires, and if you don't buy them at the same time, then the right front tire is not making that noise. Then you got to replace that. And then a couple of months later, your back left tire, you got to replace that. And every time I'm getting these tires replaced, I'm like, man, why don't you just buy a new set of tires at the same time? Why is it so hard to do that?
You got to make a decision between paying your light bill and getting some new tires.
Right. And the lady was in there arguing with the lady. The lady was like, well, that's a $3 charge if you use your card. She said, what you mean? And they kept going back and forth. And I wanted to say, here, lady, it's $3. But just to see somebody being frantic over paying an extra $3 for the transaction fee.
No, they were arguing over her being gouged. Like, she's paying an upcharge for what?
Right.
It's deeper than the $3,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, because I came in on the middle of it. And I was just wanting her to get out of my way because they kept going back and forth. And it started to become uncomfortable.
You were probably going to get her old tires. They had just took off her car. So you should appreciate that lady.
This woman used a self-checkout to steal $60,000 worth of items from Target over a year.
Mm.
And that's what that self-checkout is, a thieves paradise. You know what I'm saying? It's just a setup for black people. I'm sorry.
It's a setup for black people. What the heck?
It's a setup for black people.
What are you talking about?
And it's a setup for people in general, but it is a setup for us.
Why is it a setup for us?
I mean, if you like stealing.
I mean, why do you
always associate black people with
I know my people.
I'm not trying to indict us.
Black people with undesirable activity.
Well, we don't make good criminals, is what I'm saying. That's my point. My point is, if we don't make good criminals, and when we try to get away with stealing from Target or Walmart, and then we end up getting a charge and a felony because we didn't want to pay for some eggs and a sweater, that's terrible. And I think these self-checkout lines were used to entice people to want to try to get away with it. That lady from Target who stole $60,000 worth of items, she now facing 3 years in state prison now.
Well, I mean, how does she get away with stealing $60,000?
Okay, she would go to the self-checkout counter, and then she would scan each item, then put a small amount, and then she would exit. She wouldn't put the full amount of what the items were worth, and she would walk out the store. So she kept doing it over and over and over again. And that's why you hear these stories about these companies losing like millions of dollars in lost merchandise or stolen merchandise, shoplifting. And it's just incredible. You know what I'm saying?
How could they lose so much money when they charge in $8 for 4 sticks of butter? Talk about a stick up.
Right. Well, you know, Caitlin Clark got a $28 million Nike deal. So that's got to make people kind of upset.
It's the system.
Right. You know, white America is always looking for somebody like that. Every time they have a white person that shines and excels in a sport that black people dominate, they uphold them.
When you think about Ice Cube offering her that big contract.
Right.
I mean, it's not just like white America celebrates her. So does black America, and America as a whole celebrates that.
But Sean, when you see talent, though, I mean, I like watching Caitlin Clark. I wasn't really watching the WNBA. Mm-hmm. Now, come on, y'all. Everybody come on with me. Nobody was really paying attention to the WNBA.
Until a white woman could do what the black women were already doing.
Yeah. Caitlin Clark is now being deemed as the female Larry Bird.
I mean, she's basically the face of the WNBA.
And she got skills. Now, I could see if she wasn't good and everybody was complaining, but she is good. She's like Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? She's exciting to watch. She's dropping those threes from way beyond the 3-point line. People paying a lot of money to come see her. And I know the sisters are upset because they say, well, we've been doing the same thing. How all of a sudden she is the face of the NBA now?
When white women do something well, they get paid. When black women do something well, they get paid no attention. And so they have every right to be upset. You know what I'm saying? Because it is some black women basketball players that can ball and they never receive their credit.
That's right. I can see why the sisters upset because now, you know, they started having charter flights now for this season of the WNBA. You got to say that's being done because of, you know, the star power of Caitlin Clark. And I don't believe that she's behind this, doing this. I just believe that people are so excited that there's a white girl.
Right.
And listen, a white girl and she's straight, that they want to kind of promote that. I'm just saying.
Well, and I don't want people to say that the sisters are getting mad. They're not mad at Caitlin Clark. They're mad at the system.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, don't start saying, I don't want people to start saying, oh, they're just jealous of Caitlin Clark. No, they have a right to buck the system that's in place.
Right. But it's a serious double standard. Though. It's a serious double standard. It's ugly. Mm-hmm. And you got to call it what it is, race and marketability. Right. Because you got Aja Wilson, right? Mm-hmm. Beautiful black woman. She's the star of the WNBA. Now Caitlin Clark comes in. And you don't hardly hear anything about her.
Right.
You know,
well, the other women before them.
Right. Right.
So, you know, it's ugly.
But Caitlin Clark is like a phenomenon, you would say, in a sense, because of her shooting ability. I think that's the only thing that people, you know, they buying up these tickets. They want to see this young lady. And I mean, you know, she's good.
And so are the other WNBA players.
Right.
20 Minute Morning Show is a podcast production of BJ Murphy Media and UIN, Urban Internet News. The show is written and produced by BJ Murphy and executive producers Saber Robinson and Alexandria Davis. From our studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, our contributors are Sean, Sunday, AK, and Brooklyn Alexander. Check out more episodes on our website,
BJMurphyShow.com.